The African continent has reported just a fraction of the coronavirus cases exploding across the globe. That lag has brought many nations there time to prepare for what comes next. Senegal has the third highest total in sub-Saharan Africa, around 120 cases. Rebecca Rossman went out in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, and sent us this report about how one small business is coping.
Alain Samba remembers feeling scared in the run-up to the deadly Ebola crisis that swept parts of West Africa in 2014. But he says this feels worse.
Plus tendu que pendant la période d'Ebola.
The atmosphere feels more tense with this, he tells me. Samba is the manager of this gas station bodega off a busy road in Dakar. For about a week now, Samba's employees have been wearing plastic gloves, which they change several times a day. Counters are wiped down every 45 minutes. On a table next to the shop entrance, there's a giant bottle of hand sanitizer accompanied by a Sauvez-vous sign. The government now requires these measures, meant to fight the coronavirus. And Samba welcomes them. But he says certain cultural traditions make it difficult to follow new rules around social distancing. Take greetings, which involve lots of physical contact.
C'est difficile pour moi de ne pas saluer tous les gens de mon quartier.
It's hard for me to go out and not greet everyone in my neighborhood. Normally, I reach my hand out left and right whenever I see someone. Since this all started, I've been forced to hold back. But if I see an elder, I'm still going to have to reach out my hand.
Samba worries that others will also have a hard time with social distancing, especially without encouragement from religious leaders.
The state can release any sort of decree they want, but if religious figureheads don't support them, no one's going to respect it.
Around 95% of Senegal's population is Muslim, and the word of religious leaders is in many ways more powerful than the word of the government. The Senegalese government, for its part, has acted quickly. On Monday, President Macky Sall ordered a national state of emergency, imposing an evening curfew and banning all public gatherings. Schools are closed for at least 3 weeks, and all international flights canceled.
In Islam, on considère l'imam comme...
Ibrahima Njie is a car mechanic at the gas station. When I ask him about Macky Sall's orders, he immediately retorts back. In Islam, the imam's orders are more important than whatever Macky Sall has to say. That being said, Njie says local imams are taking the pandemic seriously. He shows me a YouTube video posted by his local imam, encouraging people to minimize contact, avoid large gatherings, and wash their hands regularly. Because they know everything depends on one's health, Njie tells me. So if we're asked to stay home for a week, 2 weeks, we'll do it, inshallah. Senegal hasn't announced a full quarantine yet, but Njie says he's already preparing for this new way of life. Last week, after Dakar shut all the mosques, Njie said his Friday prayers at home for the first time in his life. Alain Samba, the bodega manager, is expecting it will only be a matter of days before his store is forced to close its doors too. I ask how he's feeling about the whole situation.
Scared. Definitely a bit scared. But I think it's normal to be scared in a situation like this.
Samba is scared, but not panicking. Senegal has been given a head start in this race, he says. And yes, time is of the essence, but leaders are acting forcefully to prevent the spread of the virus. His only hope is that the people will listen. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Dakar.